My Life Today, May 30. Forgiveness of sin brings healing. A sound mind in a sound body. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. The Savior ministered to both the soul and the body. The gospel which he taught was a message of spiritual life and a physical restoration. Deliverance from sin and healing of disease were linked together. The same ministry is committed to the Christian physician. He is to unite with Christ in relieving both the physical and spiritual needs of his fellow men. He is to be to the sick a messenger of mercy, bringing to them a remedy for the diseased body and for the sin-sick soul. When the poor paralytic was brought to the house where Jesus was teaching, a dense crowd surrounded the door, barring every way of access to the Savior. But faith and hope had been kindled in the heart of the poor sufferer, and he proposed that his friends take him to the rear of the house, break up the roof, and let him down into the presence of Christ. The suggestion was acted upon. As the afflicted one lay at the feet of the mighty healer, all that man could do for his restoration had been done. Jesus knew that the sufferer had been tortured with a sense of his sins, and that he must first find relief from this burden. With a look of tenderest compassion, the Savior addressed him, not as a stranger, or even a friend, but as one who had even then been received into the family of God. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Many are suffering from maladies of the soul far more than from diseases of the body, and they will find no relief until they shall come to Christ, the wellspring of life. Complaints of weariness, loneliness, and dissatisfaction will then cease. Satisfying joys will give vigor to the mind and health and vital energy to the body. Today, Christ is feeling the woes of every sufferer. He knows how to speak the word, "Be whole," and bid the sufferer, "Go and sin no more."